As federal agencies continue to work toward being more open and transparent, some feds are using social networking sites like Twitter and Facebook to share information and get the message out. Now, there's a new technology also called SlideShare, which the White House has been using to post documents like the president's birth certificate. They've been posting them online. Damian Lavera is the Director of Public Affairs at the National Nuclear Security Administration. He joins us now to explain how his agency has been able to use SlideShare. Thanks so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
So how is your agency using SlideShare?
Well, you know, as you know, we all work in federal government, so we know the power of the PowerPoint, or at least how often it's used. I should say the ubiquitousness of the PowerPoint.
There you go.
You know, we're an agency primarily of scientists and engineers and technical folks. So what our folks do a lot of times is go around town and through their technical communities and give presentations on PowerPoint. And what we were seeing is a lot of requests afterwards for ways to share those PowerPoints and those presentations. Well, in the past, what we would do is load it up on a server, give it a URL, and then post it up on a website somewhere. That's hard to find. It requires people to have the same, you know, version of the software that we're using. And if that doesn't happen, it creates, you know, communications problems between the user and the supplier. What a tool like SlideShare allows us to do is post the video directly on the PowerPoint directly on our website, just like we would do with a YouTube video or a Flickr account. Anybody on any platform at all can use it as long as they have a web browser, and that really helps us expand our ability to share information with the public about what we're doing and some of the technical data that our folks are working on.
So tell us what this site is. Is it like a YouTube only for PowerPoint presentations?
Well, these tools are pretty much just exactly that. You know, many of us are familiar with Flickr, where you post up, pictures on a website, and then you can literally embed that directly into the Department of Energy blog. And I'll give you an example of how we've been doing that. We're all familiar with the Fukushima nuclear reactor crisis in Japan. You mm-hmm. know, March 11th, this horrible tragedy happened. The Department of Energy and the National Nuclear Security Administration have the country's leading technical capability to respond to nuclear emergencies. And a major part of that is providing information to the public. Well, we have teams on the ground in Japan who are gathering data, analyzing it, and providing that to our partners in Japan. What we were able to do is take that data, synthesize it into easy-to-read PowerPoint information that can show people where they can or can't be or should or shouldn't be, and post that directly on our Department of Energy blog. You can go there today. It's www.energy.gov/Japan2011. And what you'll see is 10 updates over the last 2 or 3 months with real-time data about the conditions on the ground in Japan. We saw about 230,000 people view those slideshows. And what we saw is, in addition to looking at on our blog, the ability to embed it directly on a website or a Facebook account or send the link around by Twitter really magnified the number of people who could see this stuff. So a tool like SlideShare allows us to respond in real time in an emergency and provide the public and other agencies, you know, literally in some respects, life-saving information.
You know, I was going to ask you why use this instead of Twitter or Facebook, but you didn't use it instead of. It's in addition to. You can use it to embed on your site to make your presentation easier to access, and then you can tweet it out as you like.
That's absolutely right.
All right, I get it.
It's all part of a broader social networking, new media strategy. When I came to NNSA 2 years ago, we didn't have Facebook or Twitter or anything, so we're learning kind of on the fly how to use these tools, what they can be capable of, and then how to integrate them into our broader communications plan. So things like YouTube, Flickr, PowerPoint sharing tools like SlideShare allow us to really amplify that message and amplify the utility of these new media tools for us.
And some of the online tools can't accept every file format. So like if they can take a video or a picture, they may not be able to take a PowerPoint. So was that the reason for choosing this particular site? Because it's oriented toward PowerPoint, PPT files?
Well, that's certainly one of the benefits of a tool like this. You know, we've all had that challenge. If you're using the newest version of Microsoft Office, you try to download, you know, upload something, and somebody who's using, you know, Office 97 or something for whatever reason, they have trouble reading it or they can't read it. A tool like this eliminates that barrier. Anybody who has access to a web browser can look at the slides and click through them embedded on that website. They don't have to download anything. If their cybersecurity system doesn't let them download a file, they don't have to worry about that. If they're concerned about the size of the file, you know, with a lot of technical presentations, there's a lot of information. They can be 25 megabyte PowerPoint presentation. You don't have to download that, save that anywhere. It doesn't cause a server problem for us. You can literally look at them, click through the slides on your screen there, and then if you want to download it and manipulate the data, and you can do that as well.
Damian Lavera is the Director of Public Affairs, the National Nuclear Security Administration. So tell us if you've been receiving information and receiving feedback. Is this more of a way for you to push out information and display it, or can you actually get feedback?
It's a little bit of both. For us, the initial utility of these tools was to provide as much information as we could to the people, in Japan. We have 160,000 Americans living in Japan. The State Department wanted to know how to communicate to those people. And so for us, it was a tool to make it as easy as possible to get that information out. What we saw, though, once we started deploying it, just like anything else, when you open up lines of communication, communications is a two-way street. You communicate to people and they communicate back to you. So we would start getting larger volumes of feedback about why does this map lack data about this particular region, or how does, a millirem relate to a microsievert or anything like that. And it allowed us to improve the quality of the data that we put out over the course of the 3 months we were responding to this crisis. So you would see, for example, as a relatively minor but kind of important example, in the very last sets of slides, we put a key at the bottom that helped explain all these various different types of terms of measuring radiation, something we as technical folks kind of took for granted. We realized that the user was looking at these things and becoming confused by these different terms for the same thing, so we put a key on there, and that was in large part because tools like SlideShare allow us to have a two-way communication with the user.
Damian Lavera is Director of Public Affairs at the National Nuclear Security Administration. Sounds like you've found convergence there between the old and the new computing worlds.
It's a new world. It's pretty exciting to be here during this transition. It's great for all of us in federal government, and particularly emergency response and communications.